What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of
Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
My name is Angel Lakita Moore Tanksley, also known as That Chick Angel. I'm one of the hosts of this podcast, and I'm joined by my husband, the creative, the influencer,
the sleepy,
the other co-host of this podcast. Tell them who you are.
I am Marcus Tanksley, the other host of This Is Gonna Cause an Argument. Marcus Anthony Tanksley, the first influencer.
Influencer.
Yeah, that dude.
Not the first influencer, He is the first
of in his kind.
Name. Yes.
What's happening, family? So thank y'all for joining us. This is a weekly podcast where we talk about any and everything. We talk about current events. We talk about not having no more goddamn kids.
This is the third co-host that you hear, and that is our one-year-old, soon to be two-year-old, Amar Angel Anthony Tanksley in the building. Say beep 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 beep. Okay, when I ask him to say something, he is a jerk. What were you saying, babe? Go ahead.
When we talk about not having no more kids, we talk about everything. We talk about a little bit of everything, family, relationships, or what have you. And we are also joined with us, our, what we call them, immediate family from Patreon. Our Patreon. They are the Angels. I was going to say Angels Wings. Yeah, Angels Wings and Tanks Riders. I was saying Angels Wings, but thinking Angels Riders.
Oh, okay.
And Tanks Wings.
There you go.
Yeah, all of that too. That's our immediate family. They watch us record this live. So you will hear us comment. You will hear us comment and talk to them because they may sway this conversation in any way, form, or fashion, should we feel the need to, in our discussion about anything that we want to talk about.
If you would like to join our Patreon, you can do it for the low of $5 a month at www.patreon.com/thatchickangel. That chick angel. So, yeah. We hope that you decide to join us over there, but we also want to give a shout out to our three sponsors, who are Monk Pack, Note Cube, and Ritual. We'll tell you about them later on in the podcast. Mm-hmm. Amen and amen. So we're going to start this podcast off with...
You decide.
I'm about to tell you.
Tell me then.
In my feelings.
In your feelings.
This is a segment where we discuss the things that's got us feeling good and the things that's got us feeling some kind of way. Is that what it's called? Is it called In My Feelings?
That's what black people call it.
Okay, no, I was making sure that's what the segment was called because I've been called it by the wrong name. In My Feelings. What's got me feeling some type of way in like not the best way is that it's two things. Our dog has fleas again. I noticed last night that the back of my leg was itching, and I was like, am I allergic or something? I was like, what is it? It also kind of pisses me off that I didn't know automatically, fleas. It's got to be fleas. It wasn't until I realized it wasn't a figment of my imagination because I was still itching, and then I saw a bump on Amar, and I know what flea bumps look like. I was like, God dang it! How the heck did you get fleas? Like, our dogs don't get to go anywhere. I'm like, how?
I mean, they are out in the wilderness, basically.
I mean, they're in the backyard, but you would think that they would have to come. Because fleas don't just be, at least I didn't think they were. Fleas don't just be living on leaves and grass.
No, but we got wildlife running around here.
Right.
We got rabbits.
So what I was going to say is, it doesn't seem like they come in contact with the wildlife.
Yeah, they don't have to come in close contact. They could be in the area. Like at the last house when everybody's dog in the neighborhood broke out in fleas. Them raccoons didn't come in contact with nobody's dog.
You right.
Them raccoons was in the area and everybody's dog had fleas.
We got coyotes and rabbits.
And peacocks apparently.
I know. Can't wait to see a peacock. Now that's going to be exciting.
Now a rabbit almost sent me charging at it the other day.
You thought it was a rabbit?
I got a fight or flight thing. Either I'm going to run away from it or toward it. And I just heard... in the bush, and I just turned around and ready to charge, not knowing what I was going to get myself into. It was a rabbit.
The other thing that's got me in my feelings, actually, there's two more, and then I'll
get it out.
I want our house to be finished being painted.
Man, I'm so done with people being in our house that ain't supposed to be here.
It was so crazy.
This should have been done, though.
Oh, yeah. 100. It was so crazy. I was doing Here's the Thing, and I could see on the security system somebody had come to the house. It was going into the house. I called Deja so quick. I said, do you recognize him? Because I don't remember him. She was like, no, he's been here every day. I was like, you sure?
The one with the drill? Did he have on a green shirt?
No, I don't know what color. He had on a hat.
You got to remember stuff like
that. He had on a hat. The thing is recorded. I could always go back. I think he's the one who did the most of the chandelier work. Yeah. But anyways, house taking forever, which is preventing us from putting the house together. So we look
at this point, there's no point in us unpacking anything else. There's
because nothing is where it's supposed to be.
Situating anything else because stuff's out. So it looks worse than it did when we were first moving in.
So irritating.
And his mama likes boxes.
Oh, my mama likes boxes. Actually,
well, they're not everywhere. They're actually not organized.
They're in a space that they're supposed to be in, other than when Amar moves them around.
Taking up a lot of space,
but they're getting shipped out. Yeah. I shipped out
He shipped out a lot.
The last thing that's got on my nerves, and then I'll tell what's gotten you and your feelings, and then I'll say my good thing later, is that my truck is in the shop.
That damn Ford, yeah.
In every day.
Oh.
They tell me when I've dropped it off. You're
supposed to get that
today. I was supposed to got it last Thursday. When I dropped it off on Monday, I say, hey, what's the ETA? You should be able to get it on Thursday. Okay, great. Now, mind you, I am renting another Ford Expedition Max so that I can still transport the kids when I need to. And also because I knew Mama Lex was coming up and I needed to be able. Okay, all right. I needed to be able to transport the boxes. Well, Thursday happened, so on Friday, I called the dealership in a pleasant mood. Hey, Thursday came and went, just trying to see the updated ETA. We should get the part on Monday. We should be able to put it in on Monday. So either Monday or Tuesday, we'll give you a call. Okay, Monday comes. I wait because my rental is due back on Monday. Because I had a feeling, even though they said Thursday, I said, let me go in here and rent this thing until next Monday. So on Monday at like 3 o'clock, I said, I'm giving until 3. Hey guys, how's it going? ETA. First of all, they couldn't even find my profile. I said, no, y'all got my truck. So they put me on with the dude who's been working there for 30 years. We're just waiting on this one part. We should get it tomorrow.
Yeah, this is like a nationwide dealership. Like the dealership has the reputation of a celebrity. Like it's a well-known place.
I was just like, I cannot. And then, so today is Tuesday. Did I get a phone call? No. I extended my rental to Wednesday. Looks like I'm going to be... So, what's irritating me is that already the cost to repair it is about to be over $1,000.
This rental
is already over $1,000. This is not a cheap vehicle to...
Did you lose your cool with them yet?
No.
Oh, I've been...
I have been extremely pleasant.
Oh, no. I'll call them tomorrow.
I am tired of getting... I'm not used to having to take my car to and fro to the dealership.
For repair.
That's not the life that I live. So...
It's the first American vehicle you've had.
You're right. No, it's not. My very first car was a Ford Escort.
No, I don't count.
So this is just really perturbing me. And I'm ready. I'm done. I'm actually done with the vehicle. I do not want it.
Yeah, that
anymore.
I try not to be a brand loyalist. I really don't. But I've had two Fords in the past, and I always said I would never ever own a Ford again. And here we are with a Ford and having issues. I don't know people that have Fords that don't have these type of issues.
Mm-hmm.
It's always taking them in. That's why I don't know how they're competing. It's a lot of stuff about Ford that I could point out to any expert and be like, explain this. But that's got me annoyed too, because this is supposed to be the vehicle where I'm like, all right, when Angel upgrades and get hers, I'm going to take this over. I'm going to customize it my way. I'm like, I don't want this thing. It's got to go.
It's.
I have a Chevy. I've had this truck for, 8 years, 9 years? I don't know how long I have this thing. Only thing I've had it in, I've had 2 warranty repairs on it. Other than that, I get oil change, brake. What else? Yeah, that's it. Brakes and oil change. And it's tires.
So upsetting.
And I drive this. This is my daily truck. Man. God, it's annoying. Okay, are you done?
Yeah, those are all mine.
So I got 2 things. Can't remember the second. The first thing is, like she said, the painters showed up. And they had scaffolding here. So they had to hang. We got them to hang one of our chandeliers. So this chandelier it's basically 3 components that hang it. It's the chain, and then it has the wire that goes down the chain to the lights. But then the chain breaks, has another clasp, and goes to another piece of chain. So all that has to be the right length in order for everything to hang free and to look right. Of course, these dudes that hung the chandelier don't know anything about that, and the way the chain is... The way it's all put up, I'd rather the damn thing not be up. Like, if it's going to be done wrong, I'd rather it not be done at all.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's so annoying knowing that it's up there and it looks like crap. The wire's all bunched up. The chain is much longer on the second half than the wire. So they call themselves hanging it up shorter. I'm like, all you had to do was hang it up there and then pull the wire through to make everything hang tight in the way it should be. And then that second free-swinging piece would be level right where it's supposed to be. But instead, it just looks jacked up.
And it's unfortunate. Marcus knew this was going to happen. I knew he had said that he was going to call the dude, but then...
Because I was trying to do it, like, get it size, get everything sized right last night, but Angel was frustrated and sleepy and tired.
Well, no, I had said, tape it. And then you said, I think I'm going to do that. And then you...
But I still needed you to pull on it and stuff. Anyway... So we tried to do it last night, wasn't able to set it up, and what I knew would happen, happened. And I'm like, I'd rather y'all just come take it down. I'd rather just pay somebody to come in here with a lift to put it up right, or me go get a lift and put it up myself, because I put it up at the last house.
I mean, I don't think, if you have a lift, do you not feel like you can,
If I have a lift, it can definitely be done.
Yeah, okay.
So that's annoying. Just walking. We waited all this time to get this thing to hang. It's up there, and now it's almost like somebody swiped red paint across a white wall. It's like such an asshole. It looks stupid. It's like somebody didn't care when they put this up. I don't know what kind of struggle they went through putting it up, but I mean,
it's a heavy
chandelier. It's extremely heavy. And like I said, they was working with scaffold, but that's got on my nerves. The other thing that is got me in my feelings, that's actually on good side and a bad side, is work. You know how hard it is to look interested and busy versus just being interested and busy? I am struggling. For y'all that don't know, my last day of doing my normal career 9-to-5 is... May 27th. By the time you see this, if you're not watching it live, that'll be tomorrow on Thursday. If you're watching this right now, that's in 2 days. And being at work, and then on top of me trying to look busy and interested, and they know I've been showing up later, leaving earlier.
I've been like, why is the sun?
The fact that the sun is up when I leave lets Angel know he's leaving.
So late. I'm like, what?
And it's not a close drive. I mean, it's a long drive.
Mm-hmm.
Too many miles. That's the other thing that's got me. Just the fact that I got to keep going out there for the next 2 days. But just the fact that nothing's going right on the stuff that I'm taking care of that's beyond my control. I'm kind of relying on other people to do their part in order for me to do my stuff efficiently. The fact that that's not working, I'm just like, what are we doing? Why didn't I call and be like, hey, did y'all get this figured out? Because it's a glitch. It's like, it's good, it's working, we can handle what we need to do. Now it's not doing it, and now it's not working anymore. So that's what's got me my feelings, truly. Like, alright, I've been sitting here scrolling through YouTube long enough. Oh, let me switch over to Facebook. I can't even get on Facebook. I ain't been over in a long time. Let me switch over to Facebook, we'll see what's going on. You know what, let me get on. Still been struggling to get on Instagram, even with all this. Oh, let me watch Here's the Thing while I'm in this meeting. And get jumping these comments. Trying to look like I really, really care. It's hard. It's a task.
It's a task.
Yeah, I break out in sweats because it's so hard.
Oh, no. It's like,
man.
Burning did calories. You know what? Trying to look interesting.
Shay, I'm gonna be on Discord tomorrow. Make sure y'all watch out for me.
Well, before we continue with this podcast, I want to tell you about our first sponsors, Monk Pack. Monk Pack has been a blessing to my husband in these long drives that he takes to work. Because my husband is the snack king.
I need to pay them what's it called?
What?
We just pay somebody continually.
Residual?
No. Anyway, keep going.
Monk Pack are keto granola bars that contain just 1 gram of sugar, 2 to 3 grams of net carbs, and they're only 140 calories. They're gluten-free, grain-free, plant-based, and non-GMO.
Retainer.
Oh, there you go. No. With no soy, genius, trans fat, sugar, alcohols, or artificial colors. And while these are geared towards people who are living a keto lifestyle, it's actually perfect for anybody who is just trying to eat better. And me and Marcus both are on get snatch train. We try to get our bodies back together. Marcus just started back working out. I have kind of started working out, but I definitely have pulled in on what I have been eating. And Monk Pack is one of the things that I can keep in my day-to-day eating. They have some really great flavors. They have coconut chocolate chip, peanut butter, which is my jam, as well as blueberry almond vanilla. I don't even know if I've tried that one.
I definitely have.
You have?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you have? Oh, I'm about to try that one. That sounds delicious because I like blueberries and I like almonds and I like vanillas. Come on now. They're perfect for a quick breakfast, a snack between Zoom calls, or a late night treat. And what I like about it is they somehow figured out a way to do both crunchy and chewy at the same time. Like the texture is great and so is the taste. It tastes really good and you honestly can't beat the fact that it's low in sugar. So, oh, and the other thing is you don't have to go to the grocery store to get it. It is delivered right to your door.
Ain't got standing no lines.
Come on. Because listen, as the world opens back up, lines are getting longer. Your wait time is longer. Don't nobody want that.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed. All right, guys. So, this is what we want you to do. We want to make sure that you're fully stocked with this. So you can sign up for a subscription of your favorite flavors and it'll save you 10% every order and it ships directly to you. You can try it yourself and you'll see. We have a special deal for our listeners. Get 20% off your first purchase of any Monk Pack product by visiting monkpack.com and entering our code ARGUE at checkout. And Monk Pack is so confident in their product, it's back with 100% satisfaction guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll exchange the product or refund your money, whichever you prefer. To get started, just go to monkpack.com. That's MUNKPACK.com. And select any product. Then enter the code ARGUE at checkout to save 20% off of your purchase. Monk Pack, delicious, nutritious food that you can count on. And we thank them for sponsoring our episode. Okay, let's move on to what's got us feeling good. So, couple of things. First things first.
I pop up freaks all the honey.
First things first.
Playboy bunnies.
I have a spa. Okay.
You got a spa, y'all.
I have a spa, and let me tell you, it's glorious. My husband did not want me to get this spa. He was adamant that it was not a good idea, that we shouldn't do it.
Not a necessary purchase.
Of course it wasn't.
And them foods kept coming down in that price.
And the price dropped
3 times.
The price was already great.
Ooh, they said they would break it down to this because I'm like,
Marcus is like, oh, no.
Guess what? They're going to bring it down to this. I'm like, these idiots. I need to call up there and be like, hey.
But this is the thing. This is what I was trying to get him to understand, though, is that I was already going to get a spa. That was the thing. And I had already said this to him. When we decided we were buying this house that did not have a pool, I said, you know what I'll do? I'll get a spa. I was like, that'll be great. So I had planned on, because especially because my husband is so irritated.
It's a distracting.
It's talking. He's a baby.
I know he's a baby. A jackhammer's a jackhammer. I mean, you got to use it.
But the baby is cute. Oh! My baby's cute. Anyways, they were bringing down the price, And Marcus was like, no, don't get it. You know, being Marcus, being contrary. I was like.
Being intelligent. And the responsible
being contrary,
one in this relationship.
We had already decided a spa was going to get purchased. And the baby knows what's happening. He knows he's being kicked out of the podcast. Do something fun.
And don't y'all,
Do something fun with the baby.
Oh, get out of here.
Why are you telling people they got
to
get out
of here? Because that's what they about to do. Watch.
You don't know. You don't know what they're going to do.
Now I need a fan. It's hot in here.
You hot?
Go ahead. Tell them about your shenanigans. So, what are you doing? Stop out now.
I have to do this. Huh. I went ahead and bought it. It got delivered. And who was the first person to set up in that thing and talk about, oh, yeah. Oh, this is going to be real nice. If I had a cigar, I ain't even getting that. I'll be like, hand me my glass. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Listen, kids, don't be in here after 3 o'clock, 11 to 3. All right, I mean it. Oh, yeah. This is going to be,
Who was putting blood, sweat, and tears into trying to get this damn thing in the backyard?
If you would have waited, I had hired 2 more people. If you had waited, you wouldn't have to do that.
Who did that? Who was over here pushing and pulling and struggling and knuckles bleeding from scraping against walls trying to situate this thing in the yard? Who was out there wiping it down? Okay, disinfecting it.
I didn't get a chance to because I was dealing with your baby.
You wasn't going to do it anyway. You was already upstairs.
Because I was dealing with the baby.
You could have dealt with it. You super mom. You could have did it.
I would have did it today.
Spraying it down.
I would have did it today.
Spilled Starbucks from the display case, whatever it was at. Who was out there wiping it down, saran wrapping? You got dang right, I said, in it.
Good job.
You got dang right.
That is what I expect of the help.
Out there doing all that stuff.
I expect you
He was the first one. Yeah, I wasn't going to let nobody else do it first after I put in all that work.
Again.
After you sat there and crossed your fingers and crossed your arms and pointed. I mean, it'd be nice over here.
I surely did.
Get in the house.
I was like, yes, scooch it over a bit.
I told the livery dude. I said, she get on my damn nerves.
Just a scooch. And I peeled off a couple of dollars, paid everyone. You want me to give you your payment?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I gave you
I need another payment.
Oh, no, I gave you your payment.
No, the check bounced, okay?
It bounced up and down. Up and down. Can't tell.
Yeah, need to pay. You need to pay retainer.
Nair saw. So, yeah, somebody.
Yeah.
Is excited.
Damn right I am.
You excited now?
Gave me so. Yeah, I still think it's an unnecessary purchase.
I never said it was necessary.
Mean?
We know that it's going to be hot as H-E-L-L here. Okay, it's going to be super hot, and we had wanted a pool because we wanted something to be able to relax in, especially during the summer. So to now all of a sudden pretend as if, oh my God, why would we do something? No, while it's not necessary, it will get used and it does serve a purpose. So
just like the Pro Charger on the Mustang. Y'all, the Mustang can get about 200 extra horsepower. This is not a sponsor. But that's what I'm trying to put on the Mustang. Get me a Pro Charger. Slap it on there.
I can't.
Vroom, vroom.
Okay.
That's what we're working on.
I just know that I'm happy to be able to get into it. But the other thing I'm really excited about, well, it's two things. I have so many things. Mama Likes has launched. Do you hear me? My subscription box that I created at the end of 2020. I did my winter box. My spring box finally launched. You all have to understand that I am legitimately doing this by myself right now, with the help of my kids sometimes. My nanny helped me with a couple of the boxes. But it is hard to be running multiple businesses, moving into a house, dealing with four kids all day long by yourself and packing and fulfilling orders. But it's happening. And I am close to selling out. I think it might take me till the end of the week because I'm not the best at marketing. So like I've been really just kind of like sitting back in the cut. Like today was the first time that I actually like really, I didn't even say go buy Mama Likes on the goddamn. I still have not said on my Instagram, go buy Mama Likes. I've just been like, Mama Likes is live. I shipped off some orders. I still haven't even said the words. Go buy it. So the fact that like I feel really good. Like one, I already broke even. So that was the biggest thing. I was like, I just want to break even. I just want to know that what I spent has been recouped. So we finally hit that part. I finally have a profit margin. So if I do another box in the fall, which I will, the summer, which I will, there is money to start paying for those boxes. But so the support and love that has been shown, people have already started getting their boxes. Like I was able to get them out fast. People started ordering last week and people already getting their boxes now.
That's what happens when the world ain't ending.
Right.
People get their stuff.
So that's got me feeling really, really good. And then the last thing that's got me feeling good, it actually has me in the middle, is that I'm officially done breastfeeding. It has been an 11-year journey on and off. Can you believe it?
Yeah, I can. I've been here.
Aren't you? That's for you. That's when you say, I'm so proud of you, baby.
No, I am proud of you.
Thank you.
Couldn't imagine what you're going through right now, but I can believe it's been 11 years.
It's been a long time, and it makes me sad. But like I said, it does get me excited about one specific thing that's going to happen in 6 months. Ooh, yeah. What you should be happy about is that I'm definitely going to get in shape so that thing can happen. I mean, not that. I mean, you be loving me in all my shapes and sizes.
God said so. I'm just playing. Of course I do. It's a given.
But you're going to you're going to be like, okay, I see.
Let's do it.
Drift,
let's
right.
Get it.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I'll probably.
Cause your boy Stedman ain't going to have some free time on his hands, so he's going to be in shape.
Right? I'm excited to see you transform as I come home each time from the tour. I'll be like, ooh, is that a top ab?
Hey.
Ooh.
Who would all join my, what's it called, OnlyFans or Fans Only?
OnlyFans. Yeah. They're not going to do that. You're like Big Brother.
I ain't a Big Brother to all of them.
It's like some of them, they don't see me as their brother at all.
Yeah, and I appreciate it.
You need that. You need that.
Oh, he fine, girl. Shut up.
Does that make you feel good?
People rarely say it because they like, oh, Angel gonna let him lay. Like, she ain't gonna do nothing. She ain't gonna unblock nobody. I'm gonna go unblock you.
You don't know how to unblock people. You do not know how. But I didn't know what makes you feel good. You never say anything about it.
Everybody likes a compliment. I rarely get them.
No, you used to get them all the time.
Yeah, and then you started hating.
I never hated.
Blocking, boy.
I ain't never said anything about somebody giving you a compliment. I never.
You don't have to. It's subliminal. They get it.
No, it's called respect.
Exactly. Shouldn't nobody be respecting you that much.
What? You know what? I would give you nice messages, and I could give you nice messages with the note cube.
Oh, yeah. Note cube. See, I saw it.
Did you see it coming? Yeah. But you such a hiney, ho. No. With the note cube is really dope, and it is something that you can share with a loved one. You can get a loved one. It's actually a really neat idea for you to be getting for Father's Day with that coming up. And it's super simple to order and get. So I'm going to explain the process to you so you'll kind of understand what it is. So you go onto the website, you let them know who you are, and you let them know who you want to send the note cube to. So Angel, want to send it to Marcus, and then they ask what you all's relationship is. So he's my husband, right? Then they ask different characteristics about my husband. So they have like a long list: intelligent, hardworking, caring, shy, gorgeous, athletic. I did click gorgeous. I did. Athletic, family oriented. So you go through all these things and you click on them, and they then show you these things that you can unlock. And I'm going to tell you some of the things they said for my hubby. Hold on. Uh-oh. Did I leave the page? Sorry, guys. I'm trying to get to it so I can read it to y'all. Here we go. Here's some of the things they said they had for me to be able to give Marcus. And what's great is you can add photos. So it's kind of like the best way for me to describe it. And I'll also read the copy they gave us. But the best way for me to describe it is like a post-it notes that you can kind of leave your loved one to just remind them how much you care about them. But it's like in a cute little note box or note cube. So it says, Marcus, you are truly an amazing person. Here's a little gift to remind you of some of the reasons why I love and appreciate you so much. You can read one a day or all at once. So if he read the first, that would have been the first day. If he decided to do it like that, the next one says, I appreciate the amazing and fun times we shared together over the years. Bring on the many more to come. Next one. You've got a heart of gold. You care so much for so many people, and I admire that. I'll always aim to show you how much love I always aim to show you as much love as you show me and more. Love you always. And then it says, your confidence is attractive. I love how you always hold your own and conduct yourself with such grace. I will always admire the person you are. So it has all these beautiful like messages. And like I said, you can add pictures to just like kind of, you know, make it sweet.
You ain't never said no lies, girl. What you talking about?
I ain't never said no lies. It's also great for anniversary. Listen, if Mother's Day comes around next year, it's great for a birthday. Especially, I think it's definitely something beautiful if you love someone that's love language is words of affirmation. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just beautiful. They're truly sweet. It's perfect, and it's the perfect and thoughtful, unexpected gift. Good for, like I said, Mother's Day, Father's Day, anniversaries, birthdays, weddings, Valentine's. And it comes in an engraved wooden box. Well, that's an option that you can choose. So it's like a really nice keepsake. And it truly only takes a few minutes. This is not something that you've got to spend 3-4 hours trying to put together. Mm-hmm. This is not that. But it still gives you the feeling of it being thoughtful and that you care about the person. And all you have to do is search NoCube and it'll come up. It's a family business and it's founded by a brother and a sister. So you can support a small business. So this is our special offer to our listeners. 20% off using ARGUE as the code. You get free delivery worldwide. And all you have to do is shop online at thenocube.com. I'm going to say it again because you just clocked out.
I did.
Get 20% off when using ARGUE.
ARGUE.
Free delivery worldwide. Shop online at thenocube.com. It's easy to create and lasts a lifetime.
Don't forget, 20% off when using code ARGUE.
ARGUE.
Yeah.
At NoCube. We thank NoCube for sponsoring the podcast, but this is really, really sweet, thoughtful. Like, this is also, it would be great, like, if you're trying to come up with something to give, like, the teacher to your child who has been dealing with kids virtually or in person hybrid, sending them something brave. That's one of the characteristics you should put. Healthy.
Patient.
But yeah, definitely check them out. What's got you feeling good?
Miles already talking about that. One, setting up his office.
It's going to be great.
Yeah. Setting up this office, getting, I forgot all about me building the desk.
You did?
Yeah.
When I said it the other day, that's when you remembered?
I was like, that's what I'm supposed to be doing.
He's going to be building a desk. We found a design that we both, he told me what he was kind of going for. He was like, I want to be able to have a desk that we can share. Yeah. And so I was like, oh, okay. And so I started going on Pinterest to see like some ideas for it. And when I showed him, it was already what he was thinking about and stuff, or he had a little extra piece that he had wanted to add.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for him to use some of his tools and to get this office together, because it shouldn't actually take you that long.
Nah, it's going to be pretty simple.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that it? You excited about building the desk?
Again, with coming out, trying to look busy and interested at work, coming off my job.
It's got you feeling good?
I don't know what it's got me feeling, but I'm excited to not do this drive no more and deal with that stuff no more. And when I'm there, just hearing people talk and how excited they are about what they're doing, I'm like, oh, this is great for y'all.
Yeah. But it is for you. Let me tell you how I got crunk the other day. I was going through a Starbucks drive-thru, per usual. And there was this restaurant that I'd never seen before. And it said, our patio is now open. And guess what I thought to myself? It's so exciting.
Yeah, she's so cheesy.
Am I cheesy?
So extra. Y'all see why I have to be like this? Cause
you don't gotta be like that. You could completely engross yourself in all.
You drain it from me.
I'm not taking it.
Not in a bad way, but you do you. Go ahead. What did you get excited about?
The thought of us taking a lunch break together and going to get lunch.
Mm-hmm. We used to do it all the time.
I used to meet him for lunch. We hadn't had Little Marcus, right?
This was before Little Marcus.
I used to come meet him at his job that he hated then and tried to have a conversation with him. He would not talk to me barely. I'd be like, well,
can I be ready to eat? Now you just show up all happy and just
full of energy. See you. No, but it was also because you hated your job.
Yeah, that too.
So I'd be like, so how's the day going? Same.
Really? You going to sit here and ask me that?
I'd be like, well, I've been making some jewelry.
We have good lunches too. I know. I've been making some jewelry. When you get home, I got to show you this one bracelet I made. I was fire.
Well, we definitely had some good lunches. We had at the mall. I remember one time, I had to wait until you got there because I didn't have no money in my account. I was like, oh, my husband's going to have to whip out his card and pay for this. You were like, you need some money? I was like, mm-hmm.
There's no money. I'll transfer some money.
I was like, okay.
Then I was like, girl, just say it.
He's like, girl, come on, I don't get no money. It's all gone.
I'm like, girl, how much you need?
Is that how you're feeling at all?
Yeah, no, actually, it was just digital transfer. I'm like, what you need? Yeah, man. Let me keep going.
You stupid. I got so excited about the thought of us being able to, like, really be like, okay, now's a good time to break. You want to go eat something? And us, like, actually leaving the house if we want to, going to eat somewhere, and then coming back home and working again. It's so exciting! Doesn't that sound nice?
Uh-huh. see this food?
Why that food? I am excited. You should be too.
I am excited.
That's going to be nice.
Yeah.
On the company card. What?
Or.
What?
We could do lunch upstairs.
I'm surprised you didn't say that's what's got you feeling good.
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
I ain't have it come back around. Oh, so you ain't excited? Stop it.
Yeah, you better listen. You better be like, it's got me feeling great, actually.
Yeah, we're 40 minutes in. We ain't started no
Go ahead. Topic. No, this is going into the topic because you wanted to give them updates about it.
Oh, that's my only update. Is looking busy at work.
No. I was really like, oh, bet. Topic, great.
Oh, yeah. All right, let's go into it then. So today's topic, apparently. Is
what's your greatest fear?
Greatest fear
of becoming a creative and entrepreneur.
Greatest fear and greatest hope. Greatest fear is like with anything. The reason you have a fear of going into it is not being successful at it.
What is the?
I take that back. I take that back. And that's what's got so scary. I have no idea. Like,
what?
I have no idea what to, I know what I wanted. I think I know what I want it to look like. Here it is. I know what I want the repercussions of being successful of this to look like. I don't know.
The results.
The results. Yeah. That's a repercussion.
Yeah.
I know what I want the results of this being successful to look like, but I don't know. It's like the, my path hasn't been cleared out for me in my mind. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like I see the everything that I could possibly get to as far as like from doing this. However, that path of okay, this is what you're gonna do is still like covered in brush. I have no idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's why like I can't even speak to. All right. Well, so what's your friend? I don't know.
You don't know what your fear is? Is
that right. I don't know what my fear is. I'm not fearful of anything. At this point, I'm like, you know what? It is. I'm going to do what I do. I'm going to do what it does. Whatever that may be.
I mean, just getting you to post. I don't even care what it looks like as long as it's not offensive. I know. I'm just saying in the most general term. I'll just be excited to see you posting. To see you engaging with the audience that you currently have, building that connection stronger with them so that they know you.
My ideas is going down, y'all. I'm telling you.
And your ideas not just sitting in here.
No, I mean putting down everything.
I mean, not in a conceptual form. I mean, actually seeing them actualize.
I'm excited about that. Definitely. Well, now it's like, that's the purpose of me doing this is I'll actually have the time and the focus to do it. But this, like, with working, but this house and getting everything in order is like really, this is like triple hard. Like, it's so difficult. It's like three or four balls getting thrown at you at once versus one and you trying to hit it.
Absolutely. I mean, the fact that I'm getting ready for tour, doing Mama Likes, and then also trying to figure out how to design and unpack this house.
Yeah, like, if you're watching, you see, like, this stuff behind us. That don't go in here.
Like, no, those all go in here, but they might not.
Where are they going to go?
I'm saying if they exist. Yes, they're for the office. Whether or not we keep any of it is not for sure. I think we'll keep the one that's the file cabinet. But other than that, yeah.
But it's so much, y'all. As y'all know, like, clutter gives me anxiety, but that's our house right now.
It's clutter everywhere.
Our bed is literally in the middle of the bedroom. It's supposed to be against the wall. It's been that way for 2-3 days now.
Yeah,
because there's still pain. Like, my nightstand is not beside me no more. It's damn near in another room.
Oh, I had an idea of a segment of what you could do, because this will definitely be, because this is where your mind will be until the house gets together, will be like the house, as well as trying to create content. What about this heifer's home? And showing them you something that people like that you might be shocked at. People like seeing stuff getting organized.
Yeah, well, yeah. I can see that.
Like a time lapse of just...
Well, it was my attempt on the garage things. Did you post that yet? Has it been in the vlog?
I don't know what you're talking about.
The things I put up in the garage. The
No. That would be in next week's vlog, I do believe. Mm. But go ahead.
Sorry. Tell me. Finish what you were saying.
Oh, just like... This heifer's home, you getting, or as they're saying in our Patreon, clean with me, you taking one of these cluttered rooms and making it look like something more presentable.
All right.
For
real.
Yeah, there's a large community of people who, one time when I did a really good job of cleaning the living room at the other house, I actually did a time lapse, and people were like, oh, that was so nice. I was like,
time lapse is hypnotizing, is what it is. Mm-hmm. The fact that people be watching my car videos when I just cruise.
Yeah, they like it. They like it a lot. But yeah, it is a lot hitting us all at once. But.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's it's consistently overwhelming.
Yeah, and it takes so much energy.
It does.
Thank God we're taking ritual to help with that. Mm-hmm. Because let me tell you, we wouldn't be able to do this podcast if it wasn't for taking a multivitamin that is bioavailable. It means our bodies actually know what the heck we are taking, and it actually knows how to use it to our advantage. You deserve to know what's in your vitamins. You shouldn't be having a bunch of fillers, a bunch of artificial colorings, and allergens and GMOs. None of that is necessary. But a lot of these companies are putting all this crap in there, and your body is like, wait a minute, hold up, swole up. What am I supposed to do with this? This is not something I can use. Well, Richard was like, bless your heart, we're not going to do that to you. They're like, we're going to give you the fresh taste, and then we also going to do a delayed release capsule so that, now I didn't explain this before, I'm explaining it to you one more time. What's dope about the delayed release is that your body does not actually absorb any nutrients in your stomach. That's not where your stomach is only, the stomach's purpose is for the acid in the stomach to break down the food, right? Then the food in its broken down state goes into your large intestines. That is where the nutrients are absorbed. So if your vitamin, okay, is burnt up in the food in your stomach, right? If it's completely like broken down in your stomach, you will have not absorbed any of the nutrients because it did not make it to your lower intestines. So the way ritual has it is that your with the delay release is that the outside coating is all that's kind of like broken down in the stomach, and then the actual vitamins actually get released in your large intestines, and then you absorb everything, which is why you're going to feel better. You're going to notice a difference when taking ritual, and you're going to realize that, like, oh, I needed this. Best analogy I could ever give you is it's like driving a car on what's that low grade 87 octane gas, right? Driving a Mercedes with an 87 octane gas, and you notice it's missing.
You need that premium.
That is when you take ritual, it's like putting the premium in your gas tank of your Mercedes, and all of a sudden it's running smooth. It's starting up the way it's supposed to. It's taking off at a light the way it's supposed to.
The wife of a car guy.
That's what it's like to take a good vitamin, and you need it because it doesn't matter how healthy. It don't matter if you're vegan. Listen, it don't matter if you're vegetarian, pescatarian, keto, blah, 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 whatever. You are not getting all the nutrients you need out of your food. The way our soil is now, our soil is depleted. Mm-hmm. You need something to fill in the gaps, and that is what ritual is here to do, all right? You can always know your nutrients you're taking and where they will come from thanks to Ritual's one-of-a-kind visible supply chain. And it's now available for women, men, and teens. Ritual multivitamins are scientifically developed to help support all different stages of your life. We've been using Ritual for the past 2 months now. Feeling great. Okay. Loving it.
Yeah, facts.
So, get key nutrients without the BS. Ritual is offering our listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/argue to start your ritual today. Again, get key nutrients without the BS. Ritual is offering our listeners 10% off during their first 3 months. What? Visit ritual.com/argue to start your ritual today.
Right now.
Right now. What are your hopes, babe?
To be successful.
But what does now, that look? What does success that, look like
so
for
just
you?
For me, that the success looks like I want to be able to literally like stuff that I wrote down that I want to come to pass. I want to be able to give people content that they enjoy watching, that helps them, that I enjoy doing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like for real, that's the end all. Like I was telling, I've said it on a podcast before. Nothing feels better. Something that feels really good to me when I see somebody's comment and they say something like, "I really, really needed this. Thank you." I'm mm-hmm. like, "Yeah, see, that was a purpose to that." Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Or you know, thank you. I didn't know this. Thank you. Like that type of thing. So I want to be able to do stuff, content, put out things that is both entertaining and helpful.
Mm-hmm.
To the people that follow me.
I think as long as that is at the forefront and everything else is secondary, tertiary, wherever the other areas go, you'll be fine. If you get caught up, this is not that you asked me for this advice, but if you get caught up too much with the aesthetics, with the other conceptual elements, it might end up, I don't want to say surpassing, but it might take away a little bit of that thing that you want to do for the people.
And the joy.
And the joy.
I've actually learned, like when I realized, like I see people doing different things, and we've talked about it on here, and it's like, why reinvent the wheel when it's working just fine?
It's working.
So not making things more difficult. I finally realized how to do that. Of course, there's more things I need to be more efficient on, and I'm going to learn that as I go. But that's something that's helped me, like things that I've done, and I can look back on it and be like, all right, this could have been a lot easier if I'd done boom, boom, boom. Or don't worry about all of this, that, and the other. Just put it up.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the perfection, what's it called? Perfectionist in me.
I was going to say, that's what you
Yeah, that's saying. Perfectionist in me is wanting everything to be perfect, and it ain't got to be.
What they say, perfection is the enemy of
Shut up.
Progress. Oh,
did they say it? Yes. I thought you was messing with me.
No, perfection is the enemy of progress.
Yeah.
Apologize.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so that's what I definitely want. I want to be able to create that type of content and move forward in that way. I want to be able to branch off and be my, like I said, I want this to be what do you call it? A neighboring tower of success that Angel has.
You want to be able to build your own lone standing brand.
Yes.
That does not depend upon your connection to me.
Correct.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. Ain't nothing wrong with it, is there? Ain't nothing wrong with that. And I think you will. I think you will have that. I pray that you don't ever resent your connection to me.
No.
And that, you know, that's always something that you're comfortable with.
What I like, I'll tell you what I like about yours, it's what you do is things that you like to do. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's in like the whole mommy thing. Oh, Angel's a mom. Angel's a wife. She's funny. She's this. She's that. This is Angel's thing. It's like, yeah, I want to be able to make Marcus's thing. And just like us as a marriage, it's like we're not separate.
Right. Right.
However, we are two different people that do their own thing, but we're still connected.
No, I absolutely get it. I'm mad because I had a really good thought in my head, but I think Amar snatched it out. Ugh. It was having to do with you starting. So what's the first thing on your list? Your first day of clocking in. What's your first day of working for the family business?
She asked me, yeah, she know good and goddamn well I don't know. That's what I've been saying, I don't know.
You don't know what your first order of business is?
Getting this office together.
Oh, putting that up as content?
Yeah.
Your first order of business is, I would say.
Look, I had to look down and make sure we didn't have another sponsor. Like,
I would say your first order of business is to set some tangible goals.
Yeah.
That's
oh, go ahead. No, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Just so some tangible goals and some realistic deadlines for yourself. Not that you've worked for yourself before, but you worked for yourself with specific assignments. Right. It wasn't like, I'm just going to willy-nilly. You knew, yeah. I have this appointment at this house. I've got to do this thing.
Yeah, and that's what I was about to say. Is like, because I'm a very routine person, that I'll have to do that because otherwise I'll lose my mind. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm a very routine. I'm like, even if my routine is doing something different all the time, it's like that is scheduled out for me. And that's what I'm going to have to do. And I think that's going to be what one of the things that drives me to success.
Your absolute first order of business? Like, if you need something, because I can tell you exactly what I need of you. And I'm sure all of Patreon will agree.
What?
I need Angel's Wings, Tanks Riders, shirts, ready, in production. Ready for them to order. I actually need some physical ones for the tour.
Then order some. I'm just playing.
I need you to make that happen. I need... Can that be your first order of business? If you need some assistance on which place...
Marcus, take him. Go.
Don't fuss.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Next time, keep him up there.
We almost done, baby. Can that be... Can you...
Yeah.
I have an idea of what I think they should both look like, but we're going to, you know, partner with a professional to design it. You can see it and make it happen. Get that together.
Get that together?
Yeah, whip it. Whip it real good. Does that feasible or does that feel like...
Yeah, that's fine. What am I going to do with the rest of the 23 hours of the day?
No, you like, if you think you can get that done in an hour, God bless you. But yeah, people have been asking for it, and I've been like, I'm going to tell you how that's getting done. The other business partner is going to have to do it. Yeah. Why are you shaking your head at me?
Anyway, so what about you?
Me what?
What is your hope? What is your greatest fear?
With you being?
Yeah.
My hope is that you get into a groove that is actually going to lead you to success that you enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
That's my greatest hope. Is that you find yourself doing stuff that you enjoy doing that I know, based off of my experience, you will eventually see success from. Whether or not it's instantaneous, I don't know. But I'll be able to be like, yep, eventually this is going to pay off. Keep doing it. Greatest fear is that you don't feel the success that you want soon enough. Because that was one of the issues that I know even we had with you jumping on board with me was that I didn't have the type of success he needed to see in order to think this was viable. Mm-hmm. You were kind of like, I don't see it. I knew it was viable. I also understood I wasn't making the income I'm making now, but I knew that it was, I knew it was possible, but I knew he was a major piece of it. I knew I needed his involvement because of how I am a wife. I'm not the type of wife that I am. You have to see him. You know what I'm saying? It's not like I am too all about you in a lot of ways in order to be like, yeah, I'm a wife, but he's not. Don't. Right. So I knew that you were a big piece of the puzzle that I needed. So I just don't want you to get discouraged. You see, I know you're not going to want to wait as long as I did, but I don't think you'll have to at all.
Yeah. I mean, we know what it takes now and how to move.
I knew what it took then. I just wasn't able to pull it off. It was consistency. Point blank and a period.
Point blank and a period.
Point blank period, Pooh. It is the consistency. And so I guess that is my greatest hope and fear. Hope you can be as consistent. That like you, that you set goals that are easy for you to keep consistent and that you do it. Greatest fear is that the inconsistency that I'm seeing now travels on to entrepreneur Marcus. But
no, it ain't.
That's what I'm believing.
That's what I know.
Come on. Shake your head. That's what I know.
Yeah, I mean, I had, what was it? Like 10 to 12 hours. Actually more if you include drive time of my time of every single day other than Saturday and Sunday taken up by
something but I mean else. There are a lot of people who that's they were full time.
I know it's a lot of people, but they ain't me.
That is why I am saying my hope is.
I know I'm just stating my points.
And I'm stating my
No, you don't state your points on top of my points, all right? I state my points and that's that.
No, I state my points too. But I know this is gonna be great. I know this is gonna be so good. And I know last but not least, and then we're gonna end it. The other thing that's gonna make me happy is Marcus, I think working from home is going to be a happier Marcus.
Ain't no such thing. Look at his smile.
A happier Marcus is more attractive to me. A happier Marcus.
Ain't no such thing.
is a happier Marcus really gets Angel going. That I am excited for. It all clicked.
Well, keep me happy.
It all clicked.
You know what? As I sit here, you know something. Oh, this is your chair. This ain't even mine. I'm like, I can't wait to start using my new office chair. Because this one ain't comfortable right now either. You comfortable in that chair?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Oh, that's awful.
I'm fine. But yeah. Yup. I look forward to a happy Marcus. A Marcus that's not throwing explicatives out because something then frustrated him.
Oh man. That's not going nowhere. However, I'm not gonna have a whole bunch of literally it's like that stressed when I was talking that stress and tired of like going to work and doing what I do is like just listening to people talk and how it takes up so much of their and that's why they only do that. Mm-hmm. It takes up so much of their mental and their life. It's like probably 80% and the other 20 is just family and enjoying themselves.
Somebody already said Marcus seems happier already.
Lying. That's the placebo.
No. You were even happier doing Married at First Sight. Yeah, you can tell the countdown. Inside of content, your countdown to leaving your job, Marcus has gotten happier and happier and happier.
Because again, I don't have I'm not thinking about work no more.
Praise God. Praise God to whom all blessings.
Like, I stopped thinking about work. I put my notice in, what was that?
Top
of on
May.
The 7th, 5th or 7th, whatever. It was a Monday. And my mental, I mentally walked away a week and a half prior. I say it was about a week. A week before that, I mentally was like, that's it. Once we, it was official, and I was like, all right, I'm going to do it on this date. And from that moment, like, I opened up that door and pushed everything out the back wall into the into the ether and closed it. And it's just, and so that's why y'all seen this, like, oh, okay. That's why I'm still going to, I still need to get in bed earlier. But that's why I'm going to bed late and I wake up sleepy and tired and don't care and go to work. I dozed off twice. Opened up my eyes and there was a dude sitting across from me looking dead at me. I just looked back at him. What?
What you gonna do, fire me? That's the other thing that's got me feeling good. We gonna end. Oh, it don't matter. Y'all don't even know the backstory. It's fine. It's fine. It's
fine.
Special thanks to our sponsors for today's episode. We have Monk Pack, The Note Cube, and
Ritual.
Please check out all of our sponsors. Use our promo codes so they know that we sent you. Mm-hmm. Because when you support our sponsors, you help us. They buy more ads during this show. And we need it because this is our full-time job now.
Come on through, y'all.
Also, another special shout out to our Patreon. We care so much about every single last one of you all. Huge special thank you to our Patreon admins that be putting in work as volunteers. You hear me?
Yeah.
That is Shiggity Shay, Shantae, Erica
Williams,
Carmen.
Put a whole name out there.
And Carmen. Doretha. Doretha is what she go by.
Come on with it.
Thank you to them. Special shout out to them for all the help that they give us.
Appreciate
with
y'all.
Our Patreon. So you guys, until next time, please make sure you rate and review us. It makes us more discoverable. Follow Marcus on Marcus Ain't on the Gram and Marcus Ain't on the Book.
Absolutely.
Follow me at That Chick Angel across all platforms.
Already.
And go buy a spring subscription box of Shop Mama Likes. It's lit. You feel me? All right. Until next time.
Y'all have a good one, fam.
Bye.